أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر. We continue discussing verse number 187 of Surah Baqarah. In yesterday's lesson, we learned of the abrogation of a law with regards to the nights in the month of Ramadan, where your fast commenced once you went to sleep at night. The moment you take a post-iftar nap, everything becomes haram for you. That was the initial law, and that was then abrogated. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that how it was permissible for you to now have marital relations with your wife during the night in Ramadan. Allah then goes on to say, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا, eat and drink. Remember, after the post-iftar nap, eating and drinking was also unlawful. So Allah now abrogates that rule and that law as well. Allah says, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا, whether you go to sleep after iftar or not, eat and drink throughout the night. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطَ الْأَبْيَضَ مِنَ الْخَيْطَ الْأَسْوَدَ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ, until the white thread of dawn becomes distinct to you from al-khayt al-aswad. Al-khayt al-aswad is the black thread. Of course, the white thread here is a figurative expression which refers to the dawn, the time that Sahri comes in. Because there's some whiteness in the sky, Allah has referred to that as the white thread. And al-khayt al-aswad, the black thread, refers to the night. So Allah says, eat and drink throughout the night until the white thread, the whiteness in the skies, become clear to you from the black thread from the night. Meaning once the night lapses, then the time of eating and drinking comes to an end. Then Allah says, your fast commences once the white thread, once the whiteness in the skies appear, and that is when the time of Fajr sets in and the time of Sahri ends. ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ, Allah says, then complete your fast. Now start your fast, continue fasting, إِلَى اللَّيْلِ, until the night sets in. When does the night set in? The night sets in with the setting of the sun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then moves on to one or two laws pertaining to i'tikaf, when we are observing i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan. So Allah beautifully first explains to us, month of Ramadan is a month of Qur'an, a month of dua, and a month of i'tikaf. Allah says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, Allah says, and do not have intercourse with them, that is with your wives. Right? So the initial rule is during the nights of Ramadan, you are allowed to have marital relations with your wife throughout the month of Ramadan. But if you are sitting in i'tikaf, Allah says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ, then you are not allowed to have intercourse with your wives, even though it is during the nights of Ramadan. Do not have intercourse with them. Do not have marital relations with them. وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ, while you are performing i'tikaf فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, in the masajid. From this we also learn that i'tikaf should be performed in a masjid, because Allah says, while you are performing i'tikaf in the masajid. So one of the rules and principles for i'tikaf, for the sunnah i'tikaf, is to have the i'tikaf performed in a masjid. Anywhere else, if one wishes to perform i'tikaf, it will not be considered as the sunnah i'tikaf. Hence, the restrictions of i'tikaf will not apply. The restrictions of i'tikaf, such as remaining in the masjid and not leaving the masjid unnecessarily, not having marital relations with one wife, etc. All these restrictions of i'tikaf apply to the one who's sitting and observing i'tikaf in the masjid. Anywhere else, there are no restrictions. That is a nafil optional i'tikaf. There are absolutely no restrictions with regards to that form of i'tikaf. Allah then says, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ, these are the limits of Allah. Allah has set these limits, all these laws that Allah had related. Now Allah concludes the laws of fasting and Ramadan. Whatever has been mentioned here, Allah ends it by saying that, listen, these are the limits, the hudud. Hudud actually means the boundaries. So these are the boundaries, the limits that Allah has set. فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا, do not come close to these limits and to these boundaries. Allah, amazing. Allah does not say do not cross them or do not exceed the limits of Allah. Allah says, do not even come close to the limits which Allah has set, the boundaries. Allah has demarcated the boundaries and the limits. Do not even come close to it. Why? If you are going to come too close to it, eventually you might cross it. And you might exceed the boundaries and the limits of Allah. So stay as far as possible within the limits that Allah has set. Allah says, these are the limits set by Allah. فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. Do not go close to them. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ. This is how Allah clarifies His verses للناس, for the people, for mankind. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Perhaps they shall develop taqwa and become Allah conscious. May Allah grant us understanding.